Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation, our fourth and final hour, because we are now just 1 hour from Rangers pregame show. If they're looking for a sweep against the Cardinals, we'll talk more about that, maybe get you some keys to victory before the end of this hour. Take a look at the top-breaking sports news stories coming up here in about 20 minutes, but right now it's time for football's finest, and here he is, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Let's football right now.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Apparently, Aaron Donald, once again, texting with an individual in media, Jordan Schultz, friend of the program. Saying, I'm for sure flirting with the idea of a return. Hell of an opportunity with the Super Bowl in SoFi this year. If I can find the fire, it's a possibility. Is the fire really just the check? Is that what it is? Is that what the fire is? Hey, just
I don't think he played for the money, because if he was
fire ass check,
yeah, fire ass check, bro. I mean, just looking for that fire, man.
I don't think the Rams have any to offer. You know, like it's even less than what we were speculating on afterwards. Like, well, free agency is over. Like, what do they have? And they would have to get very creative. Maybe they're willing to do that.
You think they do the same thing with like? Did you ask? I think Zach, you asked about the Eric Weddle. The situation.
Oh, yes, that
do
deal.
Do they wait till December and then bring him on board?
Like just for the playoffs, Super Bowl run?
Just for the final
he
month
gets his ring.
And then the playoffs. You think they would
Couldn't
do
you do
that?
One of those like void year things too, where you give him like a 5-year deal, even though it's really like a 1-year deal?
Yeah. Yeah. You could get creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could get 20, 25 million bucks. But the original point was I don't think he's playing for the money. I think he's made enough, and he's got a great financial advisor or something like that. So what I would say is that the fire is just that determination that made him so great. You know, the wake up and the desire to go dominate the world. And I think at some point people become fed. You know, the Thunder, maybe they weren't as desperate, and that manifested as not mentally tough enough against San Antonio. Like you got to really, really want it, I think. And he knows in football, if I don't want it, then I'm going to let myself down and my teammates 100%. Down.
It's a hard game to play.
Did you
really
see this stat from Bradley Locker?
Yes, please read it right now.
Okay. In light of the Aaron Donald retirement smoke, a crazy stat, since 2021, Donald ranks 9th in pressures and 10th in sacks amongst defensive linemen, and he hasn't played the last 2 years.
It just
that
goes
is
to show
freaking believable.
What a dominant monster he was and how ridiculous it would be.
As Cowboy fans, if you have Super Bowl aspirations, like you don't want this, but as a football fan, like I would love to see Aaron Donald next to Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Just for, even if it's 100%. For 4 games, I don't care. Like, that would just be incredible.
What would that look like, man? That would be insane. Myles Garrett was asked about how he acquired that number 95 from Puna Ford. There was a conversation, he says. Sean McVay responded, a conversation and a couple bucks. Garrett said, more than a couple. Okay. So he wrote a nice little check there to Puna Ford. Thanks for that number 95. That was quick negotiations, man. Didn't take long. Didn't take long for Myles Garrett to get that number 95. Yeah. So congratulations to Puna Ford on that.
What, a play next to Myles freaking Garrett? Yeah!
All right, so Caleb Williams is now gracing the cover of Madden. And you have the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, at the podium doing his normal meeting with the media. Well, you'll see media members who like to put their cell phones up on the podium because they're recording what the coach is saying. And so there's a collection of cell phones at the Ben Johnson podium. One rings. Ben Johnson, absolutely not happy about it.
We're speaking the same language, and that's always a good starting point. Oh, my.
Good. Now that you've got a year under your belt, how does it feel? How do you feel about your position, what you're doing, the people you're working with?
Somebody want to take their phone, so I'm not interrupted again.
Can I just say there's nothing worse than when you hit the instant decline and they call back?
Yeah.
I am busy, bruh.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So it was the double ring. He was clearly miffed the first time. And then when it rang again, he was like, get this phone away from me right now. And that, like, the audio doesn't fully convey it, but he was stoic and clearly annoyed. He was not having fun with the phone ringing situation. He's a hard ass. So be careful. Okay. Tread lightly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe there is a frustrated side to his personality that could come out and be borderline toxic. I think that's what Josina Anderson was saying when after he had been hired, she said, she told us there at the Super Bowl, he doesn't have the best alpha energy.
Yeah.
Like the alpha energy would make a joke out of that or stay a little bit more composed, I think.
Yeah, he's got a little crazy to him. Like, I wouldn't want to piss Ben Johnson off. He kind of has some vibes.
He's
kind of a weight room guy.
Seems like he's a little bit psycho.
Yeah, he's shirt off guy.
Yeah, you don't rip your shirt off in victory celebration unless you are confident about what
they
he's going
him at
to
the
reveal.
OTAs, it's like he's been lifting more.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
He's got, yeah.
He's like, ready for the gun show.
Good, better, best. Yeah. Better than the rest.
Oh, wait. Was this him on the field?
Yeah.
Was it okay, yeah. You got ball sacked on that one.
Oh, that was.
You did, yeah.
Did I,
don't believe everything you see, bro.
Yeah, you got to be careful. No, it happens. It happens. Because it almost got me as well.
What happened? How did I get ball sacked?
It's just they can like Photoshop somebody looking way more jacked. It's like how I got sacked on the Sonny Styles father situation during earlier in the offseason where there was a photo of Sonny Styles and
clearly
his dad.
AI, bro.
I got
that was crazy.
I wanted to believe it so bad. I'm like,
oh my
this
God,
is the biggest,
have you seen this?
This is the biggest dude ever. Bring me Sonny Styles and that DNA now.
That guy, it looked like that Ben Johnson had been doing a little program stuff.
I know, dude. I know.
HGH.
Yeah.
How can I find this picture? I got to see what Brian fell for.
Okay. I think it was on Football Crave, which is one of these ball sack accounts.
Football Crave's a big one.
They're ball sacking.
It was in my timeline. It was,
Yeah.
I know. It was in my timeline, too. And I believe me, I would have done a sack. We would have gone around the bodies with Ben Johnson. If that was something that was actually real, I'm trying to scroll
and
find it.
Football Crave's latest post that Jared Verse has reportedly reached out to Max Crosby to find out what caused the Ravens to back out of their deal.
Yeah. That was good.
That's a great tweet right there.
And I definitely fell for their Dylan Gabriel tweet, but it was so funny that I just want to pretend it's real.
Wait, what was the Dylan Gabriel tweet?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping he would pay me for my number, but then he just started wearing it in practice.
Oh, so you got ball sacked on that too?
He did, yeah.
That was a football fix news item earlier today.
They're the new sacker on the block, though, aren't they, Football Crave?
Yeah,
I feel
like
they popped up a lot in the last week or so.
Yeah, they're okay. I found the photo.
They're the new sacker on the block.
I'm gonna DM this photo to you that totally ball sacked Broadus. I sent it to Lucius and Wolchuk and Dawson. And you guys tell me if this looks real, because at first glance, I thought it was real. I was about to bring this to the table last week.
That's reasonable, Brian. It's not embarrassing. Yeah.
But look, if you really look at it, though, it's like, wow, that's
I thought
extremely
maybe thighs
jacked.
Are going crazy.
Yeah, the thighs and the calves on that.
That's nuts. That's 15 years to get something like that.
Yeah, dude. And a lot of peptides. A lot of HGH coursing through his veins to look that way.
That would be like the big Balco steroids. You know, if he's going to pull that off.
It would explain today's frustration with the phone, just a little roid rage.
Unfortunately, that's not real. This is not nearly as embarrassing as when Brian believed those dogs were parachuting out of the helicopter.
Those dogs were like going out of that cargo plane?
Yeah.
That's what I remember. That. Yeah.
I thought those dogs were trained to jump out of the back of that plane.
That would have been amazing.
Did you see that?
Yeah, you sent it to all of us. You were so excited about it.
Those dogs were like running out of the back of that cargo plane. They were happy to be in the air,
pulling their own parachute somehow.
Oh no, the parachute comes open automatically.
Did you guys see Shedeur Sanders earned a record $17.7 million in group licensing income last NFL season?
Jersey stuff.
Yeah, this is all the name, image, likeness stuff that players can profit from through the NFL. He set a record for the amount of money that he pulled in from there. Way more than his contract. By comparison, the year before, inexplicably, it was J.J. McCarthy who led all players. and he made $4 million.
See, that's what I would have guessed. Like somewhere between $2 to $4 million would be the most you could possibly make off of selling jerseys. 17 is possible.
Yeah, even like Tom Brady, I think when Brady went to the Patriots, he was the previous record and it was still just a touch under $10 million for him that year. So Shador has reset the record for this in a huge way.
That's amazing.
So congrats to Shador.
He needs to break his brother off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, Shador needs a little.
I think his brother just got his – I might have got ball sacked on that.
No, that's real, Phil. Yeah,
that brother,
real.
They went after Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, it might be a repo.
His car. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
He's a content creator, so he needs to go ahead and record that and put that on the internet and get them likes up.
Amen, dude.
Might get a check.
Figure it out.
Hey, speaking of content creation, Eric, you're going to love this, but Land of the Plugs filing divorce with Adam 22.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Wait, the cuck of the year is being divorced?
Yeah.
He did everything that she could ever want.
Yeah.
Adam.
It's over.
This is the final level. This is the final level for Adam. He likes this.
He did everything that she could have ever wanted.
Yeah.
She got to do all the guys that she wanted to.
And
he still doesn't win.
In the filing, she says that she only makes $3,000 a month, which is just money that she gets from Adam. And she has no control over OnlyFans account.
He gives her an allowance.
$3,000 is what she makes?
Okay, so
these OnlyFans and all this content she puts out there?
Yeah.
He was big pimping on that.
I guess he runs the account. I don't know. So what's going to happen with all of this? Because they have like a shared account, and this is going
to
be interesting.
They're going to court. Get ready for this one.
I wonder if this is all just a money play here, and they're actually using some engagement content. Going? Yeah.
You can only hope.
Next thing you know, the court scene turns into a crazy sexcapade.
Mm. That seems kind of seems like what the NFL is right now.
Why was Will Chuck rubbing his hands when he said that?
Yeah. It's one of those bliss cruises, Lucius.
I hope we get
Judge Wapner over
footage
here.
Footage of that courtroom. Did you see this girl, Chrissy Ford, that is just trying to nuke everything when it comes to Russini, Vrabel, and the rest of the lady?
Did she drop the bombshell
that she said she was going
to? I don't know, because it's Daily Mail where you have to actually pay for it. But everything that I've seen, she's dropping names like Sean Payton and Nick Caserio, the Houston Texans general manager. She's apparently got, and this is where I don't fully buy it, because she's saying she's got a half a dozen female reporters that are saying they have had sexual relations with NFL personnel folks.
Oh, that can't
And I don't
true.
Know how these people would actually want to admit that to her.
I don't believe it.
You know, so, but she's trying to go scorched earth here, and old Sean Payton and Nick Caserio probably had to have some tough conversations at home over the last 24 to 48 hours.
Should we get her on the show?
Yeah, why not?
All right, I'll reach out.
Let's get Chrissy.
Man, I feel like the roof could really get blown off this thing, and the NFL doesn't want it out, you know?
Oh, for sure they don't want it out.
I mean, there's just so many. There's rich, powerful, successful men and very eligible ladies or ineligible ladies, but I don't know. I think maybe it'd be best if we just moved on from this story as a football public. You know what I'm saying? Let's
move on.
We don't need to be tearing these lives apart.
Okay, so you don't want her on the show.
She mentioned D'Angelo Hall.
I mean,
Hall.
I'll take her on the show. She's probably good for ratings.
Okay.
D'Angelo Hall as well is a name that she mentioned.
D'Angelo Hall?
She says that Russini box was going out to many.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of her tweets.
That was rude.
That was a direct quote from Chrissy Freud.
If I could just Thanos blink and make this story go away, I would. But since I can't, we'll take her.
Now, okay. All right.
Did I cover myself?
Yeah, you nailed it.
I'm reaching out.
As long as she's not going to say anything too offensive.
Well, I hope she does, because we're going to try and book her for a Toxic Tuesday.
What gear did they buy of Shador, though? I feel like we should see Shador Sanders jerseys everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That story kind of seems like a sack. Like he's the most popular gear by a magnitude of four times more popular than any player that's ever played. I feel like we should see every junior high school kid running around in a Shador jersey, but he wasn't good enough to generate that kind of hype. It seems weird. I don't think this story adds up.
Well, it was Front Office Sports. They're pretty credible, but I don't know. Maybe we'll get some details on that.
14 minutes have been just rough. Like, do we even know what we're talking about here?
Okay, Football Crave.
I admit it. You're over there like you're like you know you're like bobbing up.
It was front office
like,
F in sports. What are you talking about? He's just opining. He's just theorizing a ball sack. There's not a tangible ball sack right here in his hands.
Dawson turning down potential guests that can help us. You're over there bobbing around like you're in the middle of the ocean.
Theoretical sacks.
I sent it to Chrissy.
Multiple credible outlets have written about this. It doesn't seem like it. There's got to be a piece of information that allow this to fall into place for me. We got the Expressway G-Bag of the Day in LA Live.
Does this sound professional? Hey, Chrissy, hope you're doing well. We would love to have you on our afternoon show sometime in the future if you would be open to joining us. We are the flagship home of the Cowboys. It gets dirty.
It gets dirty.
I left out that it gets dirty.
Okay, I think you're good.
Yeah, all right.
I think she'll probably be
drop a Rossini box
pretty soon.
We'd love to hear more about Rossini's
box.
You got to be kidding me. We're coming back to hit the expressway here. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And the expressway starts now. We go commercial free to the top. It is brought to you by the on-time experts. We're 3.5 minutes here from the G-Bag of the Day. And then on the backside of that, LA Live. Rangers pregame coming up at 6. It's kind of a 3-TV hump day if you want to be doing it right. I know there's a lot of Longhorns and Red Raiders fans out there that have kind of been pulled into this college softball World Series deal, and game one's coming up at 7 o'clock with Tech in Texas. And then the finals at 7:30 in the NBA. San Antonio, 4.5-point favorite. Is this going to be as strong as the Western Conference Finals were as far as discussion inside the state? I certainly hope so. But we need at least a good close game. In the West Finals, there was a ton of lead changes in the second half and then overtime in game one. And then there were some in game seven. But other than that, games 2 through 6, the team that went to half ahead never relented in the second half. And that's a real key to entertainment value. So hopefully it's a back and forth affair tonight with big momentum swings that can capture our attention. But then Rangers Cards coming up at 6 o'clock. Maybe you want to listen to the Fan while watching the NBA finals or watching the softball game. Maybe that's a play for you, or maybe you're going to bump over to TV and watch Jared Sandler on the call once again tonight. Dave Raymond will return this weekend against the Guardians. Been another big day of reaction to the Mavs and Stars relocating. Mark Cuban's quote, it's in Dallas. It's first and foremost. People know Valley View and know how to get there. 635's right there. They'll have to do some work to improve the access, which they will, okay? So Mark probably is privy to those kinds of plans. He says it'll be great for the community. We had looked at it before I sold. There were just some ownership issues, just things that were confusing and made it more difficult. I guess now that they're not doing a casino, that's more than enough space. So I think that is a great choice and, you know, not ideal for everybody. But I think Wolchuk had a great point on this earlier that it really wasn't that convenient to get down there, especially after they did away with all the parking. There was 15 years ago, there was a lot of great space, probably 12 to 15 years ago. There was a lot of great space to park in the AAC where you could pull into giant parking lots and just, when the game was over, walk across the street, walk to your car, and then drive out of the parking lot. And once you put in those damn parking garages, it turns into 30 or 45 minutes. And of course, if you are like most red-blooded male Americans, you're getting to that game and you're having, what, 2-3 beers? Maybe 4 or 5? So you're getting out to your car and really having to use the restroom within 20 minutes. And now you're sitting in a parking garage. I think that's a miserable fan experience. So my number one request at these spots is get us better in and outs. I don't know how you have to get that done, but I'd make it a priority.
100%.
I think they're holding fans captive.
That's the biggest beating, trying to get out of the parking garages after a game.
Yeah.
You know? And it makes you
leave early.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you want to potentially leave early, which you never actually want to do when you paid the price of admission.
Thank you. Okay, so that's the latest on those stories, Brian.
People don't know how to get out of a parking garage.
How do you get out?
It's every other person.
Oh, yeah, the zipper.
It's every other person. That's how you get out of those things. You just give everybody a chance. Just back out, you know, and just every other person, you have a chance.
Yeah, I think the best strategy I have at the AAC right now is if you're coming down one of these things and part of it is marked off by cones, that's the way you want to go. Just drive over the cones or get out and move the cones. But that's a tried and true method for me. You know, just kind of make up your own rules type of deal. We'll get you some keys to victory before the top of the hour. Here's Lucius Alexander, the Pit Cup against you, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, on Mavericks game days, that tollway is going to be $47.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be high as hell. They're going to surge it up, bro. They're going to make a crap ton of money over there.
All right, yeah. G, back of the day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530, brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com. My name is L.A. How you doing? Huh? Game day, baby. Feeling good. This is going for two right here. Comes from the world of what you drink and what you're thinking. We do on Fridays at 5 o'clock. Call in, man. Call on in. Especially you new Tolos. Call on in. Don't be afraid. One of our great Tolos, Polo in Garland, called in. And we got Broadus. And Broadus got him. Let's go to Polo in Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo? By the way, I hate hearing the sound of my voice when that plays right there. God, I should have cut that out.
I'm the same way, dude.
I hate it. Oh, my God.
I feel like that's got to be unanimous.
Oh, let's go to Polo.
You got a great voice, Lucius.
Oh, please.
You do.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Polo in Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
Hey, Polo.
Man, I just came from Outback Steakhouse out in Mesquite. Y'all don't ever go there.
Yeah, you're gonna bitch about the service. There's no kidding about that, right? you're like America's food critic. You're like the Michelin guy.
They gave me some meat that wasn't done all the way.
Yeah. You need to pick better restaurants. Then it's always their fault.
But are you okay today?
I'm great, man. No, I'm great, man. You always come on bitching about restaurants. That's all we ever hear, bitching about restaurants.
Calm down.
Okay, service. I haven't said anything about the criminal ACC
whatever. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it moving.
I kind of talk to my homeboy, Gavin. What's up? What's up, Gavin? Why are you talking about these ups first?
Oh, man. That's your boy, Broadus.
That's him.
That's your boy.
he and I are quite a pair.
I am excited for Friday, man.
The odd couple. Let's get a podcast together.
Yeah. George Jefferson and that other guy. Who was that dude? They used to go back and forth.
Yeah, they used to go, yeah.
I can't remember.
What was that? Was that a neighbor?
Yeah, I can't remember. All right, anyway, have you guys seen this chubby kid that confronts a door-to-door pest control salesman?
Uh-huh.
Went viral? Uh-huh. Little chubby kid. I said it respectfully. He confronts
me.
Yeah, he confronts this dude and threatens him.
Can he say that again?
You a punch in the gut.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because you're trying to mess with my granny.
Your granny? Is this your granny?
Yep.
We're doing her house for pest control. Huh? Yeah, we're doing pest control. Hmm? Like, actually, I'm gonna take care of her spider webs for your granny.
Punch you in the gut. Hold on one time. I'm gonna hear this.
But I'll sell you a punch in the gut.
Sell you a punch in the gut. You got to see that video of the little kid, bro.
Precious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, what else? I was going to send this to my sister to get her response because she was a pharmacist. Well, she is a pharmacist, but one of her first pharmacy jobs was at CVS.
Oh.
You got CVS, but I haven't heard back from her yet. But then we got a guy right here quitting the pharmacy at CVS, and of course he does it the old-fashioned way.
There we go.
You got to get on the microphone.
Oh, yes!
Mike.
You got to get on the mic, man.
Hand me that phone.
Yeah.
And let's give a look to the real heroes, my co-workers. You all grind every day, juggling chaos, doing more than anyone should, and still smiling at the risk. You deserve recognition. The management, not so f***ing much. As for me, I learned something huge. My time, my energy, my sanity are worth way more than this stupid-ass place. So effective immediately, I'm f***ing done. Sorry, kids, for the cursing. Consider this my one-day notice because that's all the notice this situation deserves. Management, if you're listening, someday maybe you'll realize that people are more than cogs in a machine. But until then, enjoy the chaos you created. And to everyone else, especially in the pharmacy, keep your heads up, keep laughing, keep doing your thing. Don't let CVS convince you this is normal because this is not normal. So yeah, that's it. One last thing.
CBS.
Dang.
Let him go a while.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't just quit.
Couldn't quit.
Couldn't just quit. Couldn't he had to get on the mic.
Yeah.
We got customers recording him with their phones. They didn't get the beginning of it, but they got some of it. Sorry for that audio quality, too. It wasn't the greatest, but, you know, spur of the moment type of thing.
You got the point.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay, let's go to a student broadcaster, Matthew Lambert. He's a sports announcer. He was announcing a high school basketball game, Norfolk Academy. Shout out to the 757. The coach didn't like how he was announcing the game. Didn't like the descriptive words he was using, so he went over there and confronted him.
Who's a member of the All-Conference first team was fouled while attacking the basket. Fouled by number 10, Reed Fox, a senior for the Bulldogs. His first personal foul, team's third.
Done. No commentary, you hear me? No tackle, nothing like that. Got it? Do you hear me?
Yeah, I bet the officials were getting on the coach because you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to, like, give opinions on what just happened in favor of the home team or the away team or, you know, however you're doing it. I guess it usually be the home team if you're the PA guy. But I learned that the hard way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody came in.
Bad call.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Shut up, Dawson.
Yeah, I gave no flag on the play. Calling Portland State Vikings versus the North Arizona State Lumberjacks. Gosh. Pride 2002.
No flag, huh?
No flag.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Refs didn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Heard from the SID Mike Lund shortly thereafter.
Oh. Got an email?
Or was he? No, he just tapped me on the shoulder.
Face to face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Tapped on the shoulder.
He was a couple doors down.
Walked over. Yeah. And Mammoth press box there.
Can I see you after the broadcast?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Who's a member of the All-Conference first team was fouled while attacking the basket. Fouled by number 10, Reed Fox, a senior for the Bulldogs. His first personal foul, team's third.
Done. No commentary, you hear me? No tackle, nothing like that.
Mike was a little more tactful.
Yeah.
No than coach.
All right, let's see what else. I did preview. I mean, I did say I was going to do this one right here. Let's go to Houston, H-Town. What up? Dr. Candace Matthews, she's a community activist out there. She held a press conference, and the press showed up for this. I can't believe it. She's been going back and forth with this lady named Jennifer. I'm not going to say her last name, but Jennifer has been throwing a lot of mud at Miss Matthews, saying her trucking business is involved with money laundering and all types of stuff. She had to defend it. They've been suing each other back and forth. Back and forth, suing each other. Cease and desist and all this other stuff, right? So this lady holds a press conference, and she's actually holding some soiled underwear that she alleges from Jennifer. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I also had a meeting with her ex that was in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
He came, the one that's been giving me all the information on her. Yeah, that one. And so there's some more.
Her coyote boyfriend.
There's some more receipts that I need to pull out here. There's some more receipts, y'all. And this is what he gave me.
I'm gonna step back.
This is what he gave me. So, I want y'all to understand something here. Y'all know I keep these receipts, and y'all know I'm gonna be all about the business. So, Miss Jennifer, why you over here talking about people? Why you got in your drawers, bitch?
Oh, no.
Because these are the drawers that this man said you left. And you ain't come back and get it with your nasty ass. Yeah, that's you. You talking shit and you got shit in your drawers. You ain't know how to wipe your ass. You don't know how to wipe your ass. Man, you are you serious? You over here want to put your mouth on people and don't know how to put a rag to your ass.
Brush them teeth.
Baby, you better clean this ass. You better clean it together. Because, baby, this is too much. That man gave this to me. That man kept these stinky ass drawers that your bitch ass was wearing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I know there's some people in the media like, man, we came out here for this.
Yeah. Remind me to not get on that lady's bad side.
Yeah, no kidding. She will air it out.
There were some big-ass draws, too, if you've seen them. They're huge.
Has nothing to do with the actual problem at hand.
At all,
getting real personal.
Address the issue.
She grabbed her pants one time.
Shows you know how to wipe her bottom. That's the issue.
You need help?
Let's go. That is awesome, man. Is it our current champ? You ready to vote, Lucius?
Yeah,
current champ? I felt like that was an ender.
Yeah, that pretty much is. Wow. Might be for me.
Is it Polo and Garland, our one-time champ? Is it the chubby kid confronting the pest control salesman? Man, we had the great pest control system at our old house. They like piped it in between the walls, and we never had a single damn bug, not an ant, not a spider, no nothing. They didn't put it in the new house.
I need that.
I've been missing it. CVS pharmacist quits. I do want to recognize the fact we have a great boss. For a long time in radio, every other boss of mine was a pain in the butt. I think they were boomer bosses, to be mm-hmm. honest with you, Brian. These boomer bosses that are retiring now, thank God, because they were toxic.
They were toxic.
Matthew Lambert, Norfolk Academy coach.
Says it respectfully. Too,
yes, very respectfully to the legends that laid the groundwork and traumatized me. Lady holds a press conference while holding her rival's underwear. That's going to be my vote, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, it has to be, man.
I like how you put it. You said it way better than I did, bro. Holding her rival's underwear. Yeah. Oh, by the way, G-Bag today is brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com.
Bam!
Oh, yes, it's me.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. It's either between Candace Matthews.
I'm going to go with the undie rival.
Polo.
By a score of 4-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the lady at the press conference. If you ever miss the champ, you can always tune in at 2:20. Lucius replays it for you right before we get to Woolchuck's Top 10. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with L.A. Live.
It's a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James, baby.
Well, all right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
They say that sex changes for you when you get older, and that's true. I mean, it changed for me. For one thing, the prices have gone up, you know? So... And now there's talk about a tariff. So that's pricing me out of the market, you know? And my friends are like, you should buy America. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that, you know?
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Dallas's own Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. And peace to the gods and earths out there, all 5% of y'all. Every Wednesday, I like to ask the Tolos a question because you know way more about us than we know about you. And I'm just trying to get to know you, Shorty. Who are you? Who are you, huh? Today's question is inspired by the NBA Finals starting tonight. Ah! And I have a few clips of Knicks fans as well.
Yes.
Because they are my favorite fan base in all of sports. In all of sports. They are crazy as hell. But they know ball. They know ball. They know ball. Hey, they're playing at San Antonio tonight too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you think those adult content creators will be courtside again?
Yeah, they've already posted with Chuck.
Really?
The McGuffey gals?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the girls' is named It's Blueberry. 3. I've been following her on Reddit a long time. I was like, oh, that's the same girl. Okay, I see you coming up in the world. Yeah, it's Blueberry 3. She's the one with the dark hair. She posted a video of a dude confronting her at the game for those girls having their McGuffies out. Listen to it, dude. Dude was upset.
It's absolutely disgraceful that you sit like that. Post this, please.
Yeah.
Post this, please.
Yeah.
Everyone in the stadium, please.
I don't know if everyone in the stadium agrees.
Yeah, I think everyone on TV is
distasteful.
Like, hey, that's cool.
I don't think. Yeah, let's see the dancers. The dancers are going to be out here the next time out, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was all fair play.
We've seen this at Stars playoff games forever, right behind the bench, you know? So you get famous off this.
What kind of guy would go over there and confront a lady about that? Mind your business, bro. Does it bother you that much? Say. All right, question for the Tolos right here. Which NBA player never won a ring but deserved one the most? Okay, I want you guys to actually think about this. Deserved one the most, okay? Not just great NBA players that were good enough to get a ring. I'm talking about guys like they were there so many times, or they were dragging the team up. They shouldn't even have made it that far, but they came off of my talent.
John Stockton?
Yeah. He's definitely on the list. Which NBA player never won a ring but deserved one the most? I got a Tolo to hit me up and said Vince Carter. How many times did he get to? Ooh. He never really got close,
did
he?
With the Nets?
I think he was in the East Finals.
Yeah.
With the Raptors against Jason Kidd's Nets. Okay. Kenyon Martin. I think Conference Finals might have been the farthest he got.
Yeah, that's a fair point. He's on the NBA Prime stuff, isn't he? Or is it NBC? He's on one of them.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, who is this guy or whatever? Because she recognized Carmelo. And I'm like, yo, we pulled up his like top 10 dunks ever.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Vince Carter, what a dog.
Okay, so he reached the conference finals once.
See?
In 2009, 2010.
Okay, I don't know. Tracy McGrady.
Yeah. Although his injuries, and he had a late start to being amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There was a shorter window for Tracy McGrady, but I'll tell you what. There was a 4 or 5 year period where there was an argument like, is Tracy McGrady or Kobe Bryant the best offensive perimeter player? That's how good T-Mac was, averaging over 30.
How about Pat Ewing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always felt like the Pat Ewing would.
Yeah. Them Bulls was wearing him out, man.
Yeah, I mean, so many of those guys during the MJ run that you're like, dang, you didn't win a title.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And he's definitely one of them.
Allen Iverson?
Yeah, Allen Iverson, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was just a league that was built for dynasties. You know, you get to the top and people want to join you and take less, and you know, you can there was no real penalties. So many of them were won by the Lakers and Celtics for 2 decades. Lakers and Celtics, 3 decades.
Yeah.
And then the Bulls, and then the Spurs, and you know, a little bit more Lakers sprinkled in there, Warriors.
Would Reggie Miller crack it for
definitely
you guys?
Reggie Miller.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for sure.
Jamal Crawford is so much better to hear on those broadcasts.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my.
You don't like Reggie?
It's not that I don't like him, but now that you have Jamal Crawford in there,
it's a balance.
It balances out.
It is a total, like, every time Jamal says something, like, wow, that was informative.
Thank you. Profound. Like, thank you, sir.
Yeah, like he's gonna be great at this.
I love how Reggie just screams all over the call.
He does.
Yeah.
And then he won't finish whatever sentence he started. He doesn't really know where he wanted to take it, and then it just goes silent for a second.
I just don't think Jamal is ready for this height. You know, I think he needs to go do local basketball for a couple of years until he's comfortable enough to be enthusiastic. He's quiet.
There is that element. I do think just like in terms of giving good analysis,
for sure,
he's legit.
The Knicks are in the finals.
The Knicks going to the finals. It's like Jesus returning. We smoking on the pack. That's the finals. Jalen Brunson in the goal.
I don't speak no French, Wembanyama.
You want to send that back to France?
Word.
Knicks are four, baby. Smoking all that Cleveland back. If we win the finals, we're burning the city down!
I believe him. I believe him.
100% believe him.
I believe it.
How about Pistol Pete? Does Pistol Pete deserve one of those rings?
I mean, just for his, I mean, his
just
highlight reel alone.
You know?
Yeah.
He was a
on
monster.
He played some bad teams at the end. He was on, man, it was tough.
I don't know enough but about was, Pistol Pete. He was a great showman.
But he was with the, I mean, I say bad teams. Did he finish with the Celtics? But the Celtics probably weren't. I'm trying to think Atlanta Hawks, the Jazz, New Orleans Jazz, that is.
Yeah, he did play for the Celtics at his final year.
Final year, yeah.
But I mean, dude was a dog.
He was a really good player. Dominique Wilkins is another one I kind of thinking
they,
about.
They said if
he was good, but how many times did they get close?
Who, Dominique Wilkins?
Yeah. Never. I don't think they really ever. Maybe was he, once. Was he 87?
Was he a Celtic?
Was a good team with Doc Rivers.
Was he a Celtic one time?
I don't know. I remember him finishing with the Magic.
I think all these guys were like Celtics at one time. You know?
Yeah, he
passed through.
Yuck.
He did. He did pass through Boston.
Gross. Nasty.
At 35 years old.
That feels icky to me. Damian Lillard. Damn yeah. time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. Dude.
Did we mention Steve Nash?
Yeah, I think Nash.
Nash is great. I like that one.
You know, to me, it's Charles Barkley is a big part of this, but Elgin Baylor might be the most slept on great player.
Yep.
Yeah. When you look at his ability to score efficiently and rebound the hell out of the basketball and be an amazing defender, like I think if Elgin Baylor stepped into the league right now, he'd have a hell of a opportunity to be considered much more of a GOAT than he is.
But to remember for being a bad general manager, right? Mm-hmm. And that, like the Clippers guy.
Yeah.
Just a bad GM, bad teams, bad drafts. Yeah.
He averaged 27.5 and 13.5 boards for his career.
Damn.
That's impressive.
I didn't even know it was unreal. That good.
Yeah. That's strong.
I would have said like 25 and 10 or something.
Somebody put Jackie Moon on here, bro. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Mutombo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what a great personality, right? I mean, just as a likable character, it's like Boban. I'd love to see Boban win a title.
Bobby. But does he deserve one?
Just for being a sweetheart?
Yeah. It's like, man, I love that finger, bro. I'm going to put a ring on
well,
it.
Well, I saw a highlight of him where he's and on one possession, he blocks three
yes!
shots. And he gives him the finger
every time.
Like
bro.
That alone, bro. Give that man a title.
Every time. Loopy is one of the biggest Knicks fans. He's insane, though. He's really insane, but he's excited the Knicks are in the finals.
I'm not going to lie to you, kid. The New York Knicks are going to the playoffs. All you suckers who hated on us, laughed at us for repping our Knicks, go your mother. Let me tell you one thing, kid. We're going to the finals. We're like the 1996 Yankees. We're going to win the finals. You mother don't believe in us. We believe in ourselves. That's why we Knicks fans. Yeah. Let's go. SGA, eat my ass. Wendy,
whoa,
eat my
whoa.
Ass. Spurs, eat my ass. OKC, eat my ass. I don't give a f- whoever y'all send. And y'all got these excuses now. Oh, let me guess. The Knicks had the easiest schedule to the road to the playoffs. That's not our problem, mother f-
Wow. Gosh, I can't wait for them to lose.
You know, it keeps going. I had to cut it off.
I sit there thinking about, hey, we'll burn that city down.
Maybe they sure, 100%.
Maybe we need the Spurs to win this thing.
Win or lose. I'm scared to see how they're going to travel.
I
want to see how the Knicks fans sit up there in San Antonio tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how much orange is in the building.
Yeah, I do. I do. And Spurs fans, leave them Knicks fans alone. Believe me, bro. All right, so here's the top 10 list of the players that deserve the ring per the Tolos. 10, George Gervin.
There
we go. Yeah. Baller
Chris Paul.
Well. 25 and 10, dude. Chris Paul.
Chris
yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Just so unlikable.
Yeah, I just hate that guy.
Dominique Wilkins.
For sure.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Nash.
Yes, sir.
John Stockton.
Yeah, well, that's my first
those
one.
Tight
yeah.
shorts.
Karl Malone.
Great defense, too.
Yes, Karl Malone is deserving, even though he did bad things.
100%.
Yeah. Somebody said Karl Malone delivered everything but a championship.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty sweet.
And then he goes to L.A. and tries to piggyback one, and they collapse.
It looked bad. Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
Yeah. Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two is Allen Iverson.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, Reggie Miller needed to come up in this era where he would have been given a full green light.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they treated threes like you could only take him if you were wide open back in the day. And he was trying to push the envelope on it. But if he came up in this era, he would be Steph Curry, I think.
100%. And then number one was the round mound of rebound, Mr. Charles Barkley. Deserves a ring the most.
100%. Great year in Phoenix. Great couple trips to the finals and Western finals. And Philadelphia, he was dragging that team to relevancy. When he hit the league, he was a freaking force of nature with his ability to score in transition. You know, he was faster than everybody. That's the thing that people don't remember about Charles Barkley because it was so long ago. But he would just blow down the court like a blur and two-hand dunk. And, you know, he was really a
unstoppable
guy.
He was a good player.
Auburn. Yeah,
I watched.
Were you in college together?
Same time. Yeah, I watched him play. Him and those guys at Kentucky and stuff. Man, they had a good conference.
Well, folks, I hope you have a good game day tonight and all the games. Be safe out there. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Peace.
How about the 214, Sean Kemp? Height of his power is about 95. Yeah. Jordan's out, and it was like, is it Kemp the best player, or is it Olajuwon? You know, that was, but by 99, he had kind of partied his way out of the league, and you just hope at this point that Sean Kemp's doing good.
Josh Howard.
Oh, gosh.
Was that your favorite as a kid?
Marquise Daniel.
I got keys to victory here for you. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and you got Palante pitch to contact guy tonight going up against McKenzie Gore. With pitch to contact guys, you want to tee off on that first pitch. You want to be more aggressive.
Yeah, Jock's gonna hit him around tonight.
He will walk you. He's been giving up dongs. He's got a 1.34 whip. But I guess if you make him pitch out of the stretch, he's even more vulnerable. Gore's got to continue to be a strikeout weapon. The Cardinals are one of the best contact hitting teams in the entire league. But McKenzie Gore has been on fire in two out of his last three starts. And, just let's keep the party rolling one more game until probably Seager and Langford going to be back this weekend. So Rangers pregame coming up next. First pitch, 6:45. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 with a full show. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and 635. Just went four flawless like it was nothing. The man has it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Broadus and Woolchuck and Chio Follow. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.